All right, there was a water rescue this weekend on Thomas Street Bridge. Why don't you explain what happened?
Well, we received a call for a girl in the water attached to the piling on Thomas Street Bridge. It appears she got in the water off of the end of Fern Island, thinking she was going to get on the sandbar that usually exists there. And it might be there right now, but you can't see it like you typically do this time of year because we had so much rain and the late snow melt has left the water level real high, and it's left us with a high current. So even if you could get to that sandbar, it will sweep most people off of it because you just don't have the swimming strength to be able to stand on a sandbar in that kind of current.
There is a very real concern, I think, that people need to know that this is not a safe place to swim right now.
That's correct. It is not. The river itself, almost anywhere, is not a real safe place to swim just because of the high water and the current.
How did that go? What was the obviously you got her out of the water.
Well, in some respects, she was lucky that she was able to get on the bridge piling, but even that can become dangerous because there's trees and logs that get stuck on those pilings as well. And if you get caught in those, a lot of times the current will, you know, you'll get your leg stuck and the current will wrap you right around them and then you can't get above the water. Fortunately, she was able to grab on and wasn't drug under. We have a mnemonic we use. We say reach, throw, go, and row, which means if we can reach the person, we reach them. If we can throw a rope bag to them, we do that. If we put somebody in the water in a suit for water rescue and send our boat, we kind of deploy that simultaneously. So we had a crew go down to throw a rope to her. We had somebody in a suit trying to approach her, and we were getting our boats deployed. And fortunately, one of our water rescue instructors happened to be the first guy on the scene. The lieutenant downtown sent him first, and he was able to get a good throw with the rope to her and was able to drag her in.
What message do you have at this point for people that may be considering, hey, let's go hang out on the sandbar like we used to?
Well, the sandbar itself, I would stay out of the water on a swimming basis unless you're going to wear a life preserver. And again, if you're out in any kind of watercraft, if you happen to fall out of the boat, you need to be wearing life jackets or life preservers to, again, keep yourself from becoming in that same issue.